Welcome to the Tuesday, February 28th, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm recording today from San Francisco, California. Of course, I am here for the RSA conference. I just finished teaching my two-day IPv6 tutorial. This was actually the first time we offered this in the two-day format, sort of lots more material. If you're interested in the IPv6 class, we'll offer it again in Orlando at our big conference in March. This evening, during the vendor exhibition, I had a little chance to walk some of the exhibit booths here at the RSA conference. Just a little tip, if you do attend RSA, skip the big booths in the center. Well, maybe pick up some of the swag they have there. You can have a little bit some of the nicer swag there. But where you really find some of the more interesting stuff is the further you go to the fringes, where you see the smaller booths sort of on the left and right side of the exhibit hall. One of the big things, of course, is cloud. Everything is happening in the cloud, even if it doesn't necessarily make sense to run in the cloud, but that's a thing everybody does. Now, one of the sort of items where I saw a lot of attention that's not necessarily a cloud is the use of smartphones as authenticators and various schemes of doing that, various products built around that. I think that's really something interesting and not necessarily bad. I think there is really a lot of value in that happening. And probably, again, if you're attending something, to look a little bit closer to the various solutions being offered there. And then tomorrow, I think it's actually 3:50 p.m. here, San Francisco time, we'll have our annual top threat panel with Alan Poller at SCOTUS and myself. But well, then there's more happening here in San Francisco than just RSA. B-Sides, which is a conference that typically happens sort of next to these big conferences and offers a little bit of more intimate, less vendor-focused atmosphere. They had one interesting talk today that caused a lot of news, and that's about the burnout in the security industry, essentially what's causing a lot of stress to people in the industry. Apparently, the bad guys are actually not really all that bad of a problem, but things like, for example, management relations and support for management appears to be quite an issue, and how to communicate well with management. And then while we're talking about stress caused by bad guys, Strat4, which was hacked quite a while ago now and lost its email, well, where did these emails go? They're now being released on WikiLeaks. I browsed some of them and really nothing that terribly interesting. Some inner office squabble about lunch food being stolen from the fridge. And then, of course, Strat4, it's an open source shop. So really what they do is they mine open data sources and for their clients just compile essentially reports about specific topics based on it. So it's not that you'll see like secret stuff necessarily in there. Just more or less the kind of analysis they create from the open source intelligence they collect and how it's distributed to their customers. And Firefox announced a new policy to harden binary extensions that are being delivered by developers for Firefox. In Firefox, a lot of the extensions actually are just written in JavaScript, but you also have the option to create binary extensions. And for these binary extensions, it's now required that they support ASLR, so the address space layout randomization, in order to prevent or make it more difficult to exploit any vulnerabilities that these extensions may contain. And Africa is experiencing some diminished internet connectivity again with the rest of the world due to double fiber cuts. Both cases were caused by ships that anchored in an area they weren't supposed to anchor, and as a result, the anchor then damaged undersea cables. This is not an uncommon occurrence necessarily. Usually fiber optic cable operators try to avoid some of the problem by sort of fanning out the cable as it is reaching the shore. But then again, in particular in areas like Africa that have a somewhat limited connectivity in the first place, any kind of a reduction in connectivity has impact. And well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.